My word, Dave. You're shaking your head. And I think we all are, especially after how many chances you created tonight. How do you reflect on
that? It's not so much that. The one that kills us is the handball on the line. Yeah, they give the handball, gives a penalty, or he gives the ball across the line. I didn't know it could cross the line until I see it on the video. But what I do see from 60 yards away is a blatant handball. Stops it from going in there. It didn't stop from going in there, it crosses over. And he misses it. And for the rest of the game, for both teams, I thought he had an absolute shocker. And he's cost me today. He's cost me a point or 3 points. And what can I do?
I say my piece,
and I'll probably end up in trouble. And you know what? They have a referee, psychologist, and they'll probably tell him he's had a good game. That is not acceptable for this level. But any professional level, that referee and what he's just done today, and his officials, are not acceptable. And forget the fourth official, because I don't even know what they're standing there for. Put the time up. That's about it, because they've got nothing. They've got no influence whatsoever. I thought he was quite embarrassed, the fourth official today, because he's seen what we saw. And if them two, it's got to be a linesman, it's got to be the referee. They can't see handball, I don't know what they're missing.
Your patience is obviously wearing thin now with this.
Well, we had one.
What point are you at with it all? Do you try and take it further? Or is it? Is
what
that
pointless? The game's over. He goes home. He watched the video. I'll be probably hauled up in front of the FA. I'll tell you what, I'll take the video. That's what I will do, and then I'll tell them. And we're not supposed to say anything. Something has to be done. Something has to be said, because we're getting away with it. And that's not right. For both teams. For both teams, he had an absolute shocker.
Hey, look, what about your team?
I thought they were magnificent. I thought they were absolutely magnificent. But we go in at 2-0 at half-time. And the game is then, you know. But we had a 10-minute spell where we got done from a corner, which we shouldn't have done. And then, I mean, the lads, you know, it's gone through a lot of bodies. But I couldn't fault them. I thought they were absolutely magnificent. And the chances that we had, and the keeper must have won man of the match, because he's pulled off save after save. But in that, it should be 2-0 at half-time. And it's not about whether he's missed it or whatever, because that is a big change factor within the game.
You tinkered with it a little bit, didn't you, from the start, and then as the game wore on, you kind of pushed three up top, which seemed to
I had three up top the first half, because they played three at the back.
But it caused them a real problem.
It caused them problems all night. It didn't matter what formation we put on, we were causing them problems. But they were always going to have the spell within the game, and they had that 10-minute spell where we just I felt we sat back too much, and we'd stopped going at them. And we should have kept going at them. It was a big loss losing Koki as well, because he gives us that little bit of control in there. And I felt it just took us, it was taking us 10 minutes to adjust to it, which was a shame, really.
How is he?
He's done his foot again. It's the same injury as what he had before. So we'll just see how he is, get a scan, and then check on him tomorrow.
Chris Kirkland, it's one of you spoke yesterday. In that situation where he throws the ball out, as a manager, do you want your goalkeeper just to hold on to it a bit longer to allow your players to get further to pitch and reset?
What do you mean, which one? Because there's that many.
Because he threw the ball out to Wickham out on the left, and I think within a couple of passes, they're on the edge of your box and Forestier area.
Yeah, but listen, we're trying to catch it. You can't do that. I think it's what got us in the position that we were in is that we went at them with such vigour and pace, and you know, they were all over the shop in the first half. But nobody will change my mind, and it's not sour grapes, because I just feel that what he's done today is just cost me 3 points.
Connor, 90 minutes.
Yeah,
he's
thought
had
he
some
played
great
well.
Opportunities again.
Yeah, a couple of headers. He's had a couple of shots. Keeper's pulled off good saves. I thought they all did. I mean, in the first half hour, I think every striker that we had on, McHale, Jeremy, and Connor must have had three or four shots each. And I just thought that we needed that break that was going to give us that second goal, and the goal was there. It was there for everybody to see. And I am absolutely. If I thought the Leeds one was bad at home, that's 10 times worse, because everybody's appearance over the line. And listen, I know we've got the video and there shows it, but if it's not over the line, it's handball.
I know you're frustrated.
No, I am. It kills me, because the performance we put in was of the highest level.
I was going to say, going forward, you've got to take a lot of heart from this.
Defending, we did everything right. They were rocking, but that's when you need that break, and you need them to get it right. And when they don't get it right, they're still in the game. and why they're still in the game, it causes you problems because they're up there for a reason. And we just had that. We knew they would have some part of the game, the 10 minutes. And unfortunately, we just switched off from a corner, which is unusual for us.
Thank you.